chat room. P entered a third space from which he could watch time pass instead of walking to the monastery in the middle of the night. His opaque sexuality derived from the absence of a guarantee that his person would remain intact. He recognized this in himself as we stared at the pylons regressing into the lackluster northeastern woods. The monastery was a display before which he claimed sang-froid, a picturesque ruin to which he was conveyed as though by boreal fluid. Everyone loved occasional works like this, their allusions to complementary and absent events. Weaving around proliferating drywall, I despaired over this desire. P joined the migrant workforce and grew more disconsolate and distant and drunk in our presence. Our presence was only possible because of advances in technology in a dialectical relationship with their debasement, servers in cold rooms, and a recursive void of woodblock chat sounds.